Would you want to spread any news?
Coming up at the 2 o'clock hour, yes. Script is... unpredictable episode of... The Curated Catastrophe, starring... Coming up at the 2 o'clock hour, yes. It's another unscripted... The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Oh, bless your hands on my...
This opening track? You know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. here. Too fucked to bang and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Riot, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Mal Dror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Mal Dror's favorite part.
Satan. One more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, only on RadioValencia.fm. Today is 420. It is also Easter. And so, true to form, we will avoid those most obvious topics. Anyway, Mal Dror proposed the idea, another theme, which he said would be easy, and I found it fucking delightful. Today, we're going to do songs about hands. Hands on, hands off, hands
why?
Up. What, you proffered this idea.
I don't know why it came to me, because I didn't want to do 420, because I literally have nothing for that. And, we did an Easter episode a couple years ago, because our show is always on Sunday.
We also, prior to the show, ran into Felipe Ramirez, who may be here with a PSA.
We don't even use last names on these.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, it was opening it up. It was Reef, Place Your Hands. Now, that's part of the cadre. It's Nine Inch Nails, the hand that feeds.
Black as hollow and as cold. Just how deep do you believe?
Life is about change, you know, and it's just about not allowing whatever it is not to be bigger than you. People will give you different hands in life that aren't fair. They're not right. But you have to play the hand that's been dealt to you. As long as you're in the game and you're in that game, you have a chance to win. When you throw your hands up and say, oh, well, then you've taken on a defeatist attitude. That's not who people are. That's not who we are.
Until the morning sun does rise.
That was Shay's set, but she's been busily running back and forth across the street like a game of Frogger.
I would like to say that we are representing the UK today in each and every set that we play about hands, which was your idea. That's the theme. That's a topic.
I don't know why. I was like, there's so many songs about hands, which is weird. You wouldn't think it necessarily, but like, you know, there's all these like join hands, lay your hands. You know,
I hope you don't play some. I mean, I definitely played some obvious things, and
yes.
I would like to say that I chose two things that you said you wanted to play in the opening set.
Yeah, this is true. You played back-to-back songs I had intended to play, which
incredible.
Unheard of.
Never happened. Won't ever happen again. Opening up this entire set, before our opening credits, we heard from Reef. That was Place Your Hands. They're from Glastonbury, representing.
Oh, I didn't know that's where they're from.
We also heard Nine Inch Nails, The Hand That Feeds, and I said that they were part. What I wanted to say was they were part of the canon that goes along with Hands.
Okay.
I think everyone thinks about that song. We also heard from the dad of Mastakilla from Wu-Tang Clan. Talking
Where did you
about,
find that?
I just, you know what? Here's the thing. You give me a topic and I go down this deep dive. I found it on YouTube. Is the real answer. And closing out the set, it was Star Sailor from Cheshire. That was Tie Up My Hands.
I don't
really enjoy Star Sailor's entire catalog, but that song.
It can be wimpy.
Yes, agreed. I do love that song.
They were like the ass into Britpop. They actually were such the ass into Britpop. I sort of never listened to them.
They're technically post Britpop if you look up their genre.
Post Britpop.
Post
Britpop. After the fact.
So you can say like the dirty asshole end of it, and that's not. They want to say post Britpop.
Sure. Okay.
Now that I've stolen.
Reef was actually the right time for Britpop, but there's nothing Britpoppy about that because it sounds like a, I don't know, American gospel track, sort of. Rocking gospel track. They never had another hit of any consequence. They still tour, though. And then your middle song, Nine Inch Nails, was. I was going to play that one, despite my... I have a love-hate relationship with Trent Reznor because he destroyed my scene, which was like the industrial clubs of the early 90s. I was so into industrial music when it was like weird tape loops and SPK and Psychic TV.
So you mean he made it popular?
Yes. Okay. And, well, he turned every industrial thing into dance metal. And so it became... You just started going out to the clubs, and all you would hear was things that were absolute ripoffs of Nine Inch Nails, like The Machines of Loving Grace or Mona Lisa Overdrive. These bands were so, I mean, they were like, they're so derivative of Nine Inch Nails. Anyway, the whole scene like just evaporated in meaning like overnight when he became so fucking popular.
Do you think he had issues with that as well?
He was busy.
He
was busy having a serious drug problem that was expedited by his manager / lawyer, who ripped him off badly. He's thanked on like the liner notes of like for kicking ass above and beyond the call of John Malm or whatever his name was. He ended up having to sue that guy because he kept providing him the drugs that made him useless. And
what do you think about his efficacy as an artist in terms of being prolific? I just don't think there's anything to shirk at. I love
being prolific isn't necessarily great.
No, but
I mean,
it
look
helps.
At fucking the Fall. I mean, there's a million Fall albums, and one, like they have two good songs, maybe. Other people have different opinions about the Fall.
Well, King Rat would have something to say about how much commentary there is. But all this means to me is that maybe because I stole two songs out of what would have been your catalog.
Now I've got a...
now we just have to talk about stuff.
I've got
to
paddle desperately with my hands. So I'm going to stick with your, like, early 2000s post-Britpop era. This is the Raconteurs with a track called Hands on Radio Valencia.
.fm. We'll be right back.
touch with what I feel. 'Cause you understand, and you sympathize, and you know me best, it's no surprise. And when you're with me, there's a light, and I can see my way. When you speak to me, it's a song, and I know what to say.
Thank you. I'm going to be honest with you. And this is a practice that I engage in every time I am stopped by law enforcement. And I taught this to my son, who is now 33, as part of my duty as a father to ensure that he knows the kind of world in which he's growing up. So when I get stopped by the police, I take my hat off and my sunglasses off. I put them on the passenger side. I roll down my window. I take my hands. I stick them outside the window and on the door of the driver's side, because I want that officer to be as relaxed as he can be when he approaches my vehicle. And I do that because I live in America.
Right. Yeah.
And because
Tim, before I go to you, I have a very similar thing, although I am a little bit more of an uppity you-know-what, because I actually get up and like, why did you stop me? What did I do? Growing up in Louisiana, people would stop me. My parents did very well. They'd say, where'd you get that car, nigger? Whose car is this, right? And so, I was coming back from Florida a couple years ago with someone I was dating who happened to be white. And he said, I had never had the police deal with me like that. I'm like, hello, welcome to my life. You don't understand. Well, it doesn't exist for you. It doesn't exist.
That's why I don't like white people to use the N-word.
Right.
Because they never get treated like
niggas. What LeVar just said is so heavy, and I want white folks who are watching the show to see how heavy it is, because here I am, you know, I know Wenton's from New Orleans. I lived in New Orleans for 10 years, and I told you this story once on a show before, but back when I was like 23 living in New Orleans, I graduated from Tulane, and one day I locked myself out of my car on Robert Street, and so I'm trying to break into my car with a coat hanger, and a cop comes up and he sees me doing it, man, and he does not even ask me for ID or proof that that's my car. He actually literally, the NOPD, let me finish, the NOPD, and I know Wenton will appreciate this story, the NOPD was like, hey, you're breaking into the car the wrong way, let me help you. Like, the cop was trying to help me break in. Now, there is not a black man in this country, 23 years of old, for whom that would have been the reaction. And I hope people understand how deep what it is, like LeVar having to put his hands out the window. Like, basically, what my mom told me was, be nice to cops.
Yeah,
she didn't say, don't move your hands because you're going to get shot. Right. Don't, you know, none of that. Like, that, and that is about white privilege. That is about racism. And that is the fundamental difference between the N-word and any other racial term on this planet. That's exactly the point.
It's hard to argue when won't stop making sense. My tongue still misbehaves, and it keeps digging my own grave with my hands open and my eyes open. I just keep hoping that your heart opens. Why would I sabotage the best thing that I have? Well, it makes it easier to know exactly what I want with my hands open and my eyes open. I just keep hoping that your heart opens. Sufjan Stevens on, and we'll play your favorite song. Chicago bursts to life, and your sweet smile remembers you. My hands open, and my eyes open. I just keep hoping that your heart opens. Right.
Great Catastrophe, where we're playing music from the turn of the century, apparently.
I have questions for you, Maldor, about that last set.
You have endless whinging.
Whinging.
I mean,
definition?
Whining.
Whining.
That's how the English say whining. Whinging.
I am representing a number of UK artists, which I am... I kind of wished you had done that in the last set, because... I'm afraid that these American artists have proffered nothing but songs on like eight notes.
Stop whining, for fuck's sake. We heard Hands by the Raconteurs, which is one of Jack White's side projects. I think that came out probably 15 years ago. We heard Amber Hands by Scum. I forgot what Scum stands for, S-C-U-M, which was the psych rock song in there. Man, I used to play the hell out of Scum when I first joined the station 15 years ago. We heard an excerpt from an interview with LeVar Burton talking about how he had to teach his son to put his hands outside the vehicle because they're black. Last song on the set was Hands Open by Snow Patrol, who, honestly, I know more for them. They're like super dirgy songs like Chasing Cars and Run and Open Your Eyes. When I was digging around for stuff, I'm like, well, this one kind of rocks for Snow Patrol. But Shay's whining about it because she, I don't know.
Because I previewed it, I found it tedious, and I excluded it from my own playlist.
Well, yeah, but you already took some of the stuff I was going to play.
Eight
actually,
notes.
Three
eight
songs.
Notes. Eight notes, one flat and one sharp, Maldor. That's all they gave us. It was so boring. I asked, is this shoegaze?
Speaking of boring, Chase sets up next.
I'm sure I'll be stealing from you things that you would have played. No, I'm really, I'm pleased with this next set. There's going to be more important spoken word than yours.
Yeah, your fourth thing was actually something I intended to play.
You're referring to Tom Waits.
Well, why ruin the surprise? Oh,
it's something to look forward to. There are different ways to look at things, Maldor.
Regular listeners will... normally we would say, hey, jump in the chat room and tell us what you're thinking.
It's
broken. But the chat room is broken.
It's broken.
So, sorry about that.
Much like the internet is often broken for the internet radio station.
Why on earth would the internet work at our internet radio station?
I mean, really?
I mean, heaven forfend. Actually, I was planning to do something with regard to that. Here, let's...
What's on your mind?
Hang on, just...
Let's talk about Hands. You know what I'm glad about? So we didn't do the obvious topics of Easter or 420.
No, because that was boring.
And we also didn't do snakes, which is a good thing.
But did you see, I did a whole other episode about snakes when you were
yes,
here.
Oh, yes, yes. Did you see? Yes, I definitely listened to it. Yes. It wasn't worse than Motorhead Mother's Day. But I do think that two episodes of snakes... Wait, what?
Let me see if I can remember how this is supposed to go.
I provide the order, and you follow suit.
No. Radio Valencia, you're dialed in, we're dialing up. There, that was it.
That was it? I thought you were going to go right into the next set.
Okay, off we go then.
You're such a pro. RadioValencia.fm.
There it is.
I know a cat named Way Out Willie.
Good job, now.
He got a cool little chick named Rockin' Billy. He can walk and stroll and soothe the cue. And do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that hand jive all over town. Mama, look at Uncle Joe. He's doing a hand jive with Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime. Said, do that hand jive one more time. and he did that hand jive with his feet. Hand jive. Well, the baby got famous in his crib, you see. I'm doing the hand jive on TV.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay isn't over there smoking it.
Shaft to see how long a swan song can last. And both hands, now use both hands. Oh no, don't close your eyes. I am writing graffiti on your body. I am drawing the story of how hard we tried. How hard we tried. I am watching your chest rise and fall like the tides of my life, and the rest of it all. And your bones have been my bed frame, and your flesh has been my pillow. I've been waiting for sleep to offer up the deep with both hands. Oh, with both hands. The shadow we grew less and less tall, and eventually our theories couldn't explain it all. And I'm recording our history now on the bedroom wall. And when we leave, the landlord will come and paint over it all. And I'm walking out in the rain, and I am listening to the low moan of the dial tone again. And I am getting nowhere with you, and I can't let it go, and I can't get
apart. Hold your own. When everything is fluid, nothing can be known with any certainty. hold your own. Hold it till you feel it there, as dark and dense and wet as earth, as vast and bright and sweet as air. When all there is knowing that you feel what you are feeling. Hold your own. Ask your hands to know the things they hold. I know the days are reeling past in such squealing blasts, but stop for breath, and you will know it's yours. Swaying like an open door when storms are coming. Hold. Time is an onslaught. Love is a mission. We work for vocations until in remission we wish we'd had patience and given more time to our children. Feel each decision that you make. Make it. Hold it. Hold your own. Hold your lovers. Hold their hands. Hold their breasts in your hands like your hands were their bra. Hold their face in your palms like a prayer. Hold them all night. Feel them. Hold back. Don't hold back. Hold your own. Every pain, every grievance, every stab of shame, every day spent with a demon in your brain giving chase, hold it. Know the wolves that hunt you. In time, they will be the dogs that bring your slippers. Love them right, and you will feel them kiss you when they come to bite. Hot snouts digging out your cuddles with their bloody muzzles. Hold. Nothing you can buy will ever make you more whole. This whole thing thrives on us feeling always incomplete. And it is why we will search for happiness in whatever thing it is we crave in the moment. And it is why we can never really find it there. It is why you will sit there with the lover that you fought for, in the car you sweated years to buy, wearing the ring you dreamed of all your life. And some part of you will still be unsure that this is what you really want. Stop craving. Hold your own. But if you're satisfied with where you're at, with who you are, you won't need to buy new makeup or new outfits or new pots and pans to cook new exciting recipes for new exciting people to make yourself feel like the new exciting person you think you're supposed to be. Happiness. Is not happiness. We are smarter than they think we are. They take us all for idiots, but that's their problem. When we behave like idiots, it becomes our problem. So hold your own. Breathe deep on a freezing beach. Taste the salt of friendship. Notice the movement of a stranger. Hold your own and let it be catching.
Yes. $50 bill inside a paladin's hat. And nobody's sure where Mr. Knickerbocker's at.
On RadioValencia.fm, where we play completely unrelated bed music.
It's better than that one song over and over and over again.
Which one song? The one
Sacred System Dub?
Oh, I was gonna. Well, no, I disagree. That's sort of our trademark, isn't it?
Well, that's the one. When I forget my background music device, then we just play that one.
You didn't have to admit that on air.
Which I frequently forget my background music device.
I just felt like this one didn't. You also shouldn't admit that on air. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
I'll go months without remembering to bring my background music device.
Where Maldoror might be the catastrophe. And if I'm the curated, then we're definitely in trouble.
So what did we listen to?
So in that last set, we closed it out with Tom Waits. That was Clap Hands. Before that, Kay Tempest. We heard from her before.
That was the sort of poetry thing?
Yes, yes. It was the spoken word. It was called Hold Your Own. That was off her album called The Books of Traps and Lessons. It is such a jewel, as is she.
What did it have to do with hands? I forgot.
Hold Your Own. Holding yourself and realizing what your hands hold when you have something. Like, what are you holding right now, right? Okay, anyway.
More ableism for people who have hands.
As you know, an ableist. Here, I'm Shay from the Bay. That's good. Before that, we heard the inimitable feminist lesbian anthem.
Except she married a man.
In the end, she did. By Ani DeFranco. That was Both Hands. Now, that came out, that was off of her very first album. And I feel like it might have been the first song that dropped. It was such a big deal when it came out. She...
Really?
Yeah.
Not in my non-lesbian scenes.
So, which is weird because you totally travel in those scenes. I'm just saying, being a DJ.
I'm aware of Annie DeFranco and like she's...
Ani.
Whatever. She's super
But now, did
outspoken.
She turn?
Well, no. See, there was a brief moment when she married a man where like her community sort of turned against her, but it seems like it's been kind of resolved now because that was a while ago. But she had... she married a man after identifying as bisexual, but she's like, well, I just like what's been men's pants
I
better.
I feel like you're detracting Maldoror, that she established her own record label, which was Righteous Babe Records. And this was, Maldoror, this was like 1997, 99
on the right side of
like
history,
that.
But like...
I'm not saying
was saying
right
there
side
was
of history.
A, there
I'm
was
saying.
A time when she came under fire. I think it was because she was doing a songwriting retreat at a former slave plantation.
That didn't happen. and I forgot about that.
And she stopped.
And then she canceled it, right?
Yeah.
I remember that.
But the big thing was her thing with the trans exclusionary policies of the Michigan's Women's Music Festival, Women with a Y.
I didn't know about this.
She was like, well, there's good people on both sides of this argument. And everyone's like, what the fuck? But I mean, in the main, I'd say if she made 90 arguments, probably, you know, three of them were fucking dumb. And if you're in the public eye that long, I would have said so many more stupid things. I mean,
that's
I've said,
what we're known
I've,
for here
I've
on
said
the
more on this show, probably.
Yeah, that's our brand. That's the thing. Anyway, that was Both Hands by Ani DiFranco off of her seminal first album.
I Love Men.
No, that came later. It came later, as did she. Opening up the set, it was Johnny Otis with Willie and the Hand Jive. That's the original version. Other people have done it.
Oh, yeah, it's a standard. It's staple. I've thought about actually doing some soul stuff, but I'm going to go in a different direction.
But first, you don't have one. Hey, listen, Jesus has risen.
Yay, Jesus has risen.
That's right. And there's a lot of weed to smoke. This is San Francisco. And also, everything's on sale.
And you should go ride your big wheels down the hill.
Really, everything is on sale at the Pot Club. So if you guys want to, I don't know, support your
maybe you should go home.
Federal government. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe you should go home and get and eat a gummy.
I really enjoy, I'm enjoying this show except for your music. I feel like this is how you feel about me most days.
It's true.
Yeah.
And you're going to hate this one even more.
No.
Yes.
Does it have more than 8 notes?
Probably not. Because it's a country song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Let's go.
This is the Curated Catastrophe.
On RadioValencia.fm.
About the time my daddy left to fight the big war, saw my first pistol in the general store. The general store. When I was 13, thought it was the finest thing I ever had seen.
I asked if I could have one someday when I grew up. Mama dropped a dozen eggs, she really blew up. She really blew up. I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.
The devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.
My very first pistol was a cap and ball Colt. Shoes like lightning, but it loads a match slow. Loads a match slow, and I soon found out. Get you into trouble, but it can't get you out. So then I went and bought myself a Colt 45. Called a peacemaker, but I never knew why. I never knew why. I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.
The devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.
I got into a card game in a Cumberland town. Caught a minor cheating and I shot the dog down.
Shot the dog down, watched the man fall. Never touched his holster, never had a chance to draw.
The trial was in the morning.